You're listening to Maine's Political Pulse. I'm Ari Snyder, joined by Maine Public's political correspondents Steve Missler and Kevin Miller. Both are here to talk about the Maine race for U.S. Senate and an early look at the Democratic primary contest to see who will challenge Republican Senator Susan Collins next year. Steve, so far, 8 Democrats have filed to run against Collins, but as you write in the Pulse newsletter this week, a 9th appears closer to getting in the race. That's Governor Janet Mills. What's the latest on her possible candidacy?
Well, Ari, the governor still has not made any definitive decisions about running, but this week she ramped up her public appearances, including a 3-stop tour in Kennebec County that looked conspicuously like campaign barnstorming. She met with local officials, business leaders, and took questions from the press. And at each stop, the governor sent the strongest signal yet that she'll get in the race, criticizing President Trump and the Republican-led Congress for an array of policies and suggesting that she might want to do something about it.
There's some very disturbing things going on every day, more and more so. And so I'm thinking about that every day because you want to be able to solve problems. And there are a lot of problems.
So those comments are significant, Ari, because when Mills has been asked about running for the Senate before, she's sounded less committed. And when I talked to her over the summer, she struck me as pretty reluctant to get into the contest, to be honest. So this, along with the increased public event schedule, marks a change from just a few weeks ago.
Right. And we already know that national Democrats have been trying to recruit Mills as a candidate. And Kevin, we also know that another candidate, newcomer Graham Plattner, has been trying to make the case that it's time for a new generation of leaders.
Yeah, that's right, Ari. So Graham Plattner made a big splash when he entered the race in mid-August. And he received, I'd say, an extra boost, at least in progressive circles, on Labor Day when he shared a stage in Portland with Senator Bernie Sanders. And there were more than 6,000 people there that day with lots of media, so this was a big platform for him. Plattner just seems to have tapped into this really big vein right now of frustration and anger among many Democrats, and not just with Trump and Collins, obviously, but with their own party. And, you know, he's brusque, he's impolitic, he uses profanity at times, and he's really positioning himself as the anti-establishment candidate. And you know, it's clearly really early. The primary is still 9 months away. And as Steve said, we still don't know if Mills will get in, but right now there's still quite a bit of buzz around Plattner.
And I'll just add real quick that Plattner in particular has been the most aggressive about challenging Mills. I mean, she's not officially a candidate, but he's sure acting like she is.
Yeah, so how does that show up on the trail?
Well, take this week. I mean, Mills was asked if Senator Collins bears any blame for what she says is the disturbing news coming out of the Trump administration and the Republican-controlled Congress. And the governor said, quote, "She's in a tough position. I appreciate everything she is doing," end quote. Well, that's not an argument for challenging Collins, and it definitely wasn't what Collins' detractors wanted to hear from Governor Mills. It was, however, right in the Plattner campaign's wheelhouse. He quickly issued a statement afterwards saying, quote, "I do not appreciate everything that Susan Collins is doing," end quote. And then the reports came out that Collins was delighted at the governor's comments, saying, quote, "The governor and I have always had a good relationship," end quote. And then Plattner had a response to that, too, saying, quote, "Susan Collins and I have never had a good relationship."
So, Kevin, that forced Mills to defend herself the next day, right? And what was her explanation for letting Collins off the hook?
Well, she said she has a good relationship with all 4 members of the congressional delegation, including Collins, and that she's proud of that because as governor, she needs to work with all of them. That said, Governor Mills said she had, quote, "many serious disagreements with Senator Collins." But at the same time, you know, Governor Mills said those conversations about Senator Collins and her disagreements, they're for another day, which is presumably when she enters the race, if she does. And, you know, once that happens, it's just impossible for her relationship with Collins not to change and for pretty much everything that she does as governor to be reviewed through her race for Senate as well.
Yeah, and the other thing that's interesting about this Mills-Plattner dynamic is where both candidates are coming from. You know, Mills is an old school politician with lots of governing and political experience, and she knows the trade-offs and the risks that come with that. And that's one of the reasons why national Democrats think she has the best chance to defeat Collins. And another reason, of course, is that she's won two statewide races. But Plattner is coming at this from a completely different angle. His campaign seems to be banking on the idea that the Democratic primary electorate wants scrappy candidates who ditch poll-tested messaging and favor blunt talk, and as Kevin mentioned, occasionally sprinkled with profanity. And that's what he's embodied. He's mainlining anti-establishment grievances, expressing them in pithy, declarative statements, and broadcasting it all in voters' apparent medium of choice, social media. It's quite a contrast to the types of campaigns we've seen in Maine before, including from Governor Mills.
Okay, so you also mentioned that there are eight candidates in the Democratic primary, possibly a ninth if Mills does get in. Kevin, what are you seeing from the rest of the field, including from newcomer Dan Kleben?
Yeah, so folks may not know Dan Kleben's name, but anyone remotely familiar with Maine's huge craft beer industry will certainly know his company, Maine Beer Company. So far, he's been emphasizing that experience as a small business owner who built this now very successful brewery with his brother more than 15 years ago. And he's accusing not just Senator Collins and President Trump, but also party elite Democrats in D.C. of essentially leaving behind working Mainers. You know, his name has been out there for many months as a potential candidate, but I suspect that coming after Plattner's, like I said, pretty splashy entrance, he might not have gotten as much of a buzz as he might have before Plattner got into the race.
And there were some early reports that Kleben wasn't committed to staying in the race if Mills does decide to run. But Kevin, that's not what he told you recently, right?
I talked to Dan just this morning, and we're talking here on Thursday, and he said he's 100% committed to the race.
We're going to go 110%. I think, again, at the end of the day, I think we have the profile of, you know, again, small business owner, not a career politician, pragmatic politics. We can't be purist in our politics. We have to be pragmatic. And I think that I'm the kind of candidate that can finally bring Susan Collins down.
And I have to mention another candidate who's really been out there for many months now, and that's Jordan Wood from Bristol.
Yeah, Kevin, can you tell us a little bit more about Jordan Wood?
Sure. So he's young and worked in progressive politics in D.C. for years, primarily with organizations trying to reduce the influence of big money in campaigns. And Jordan has held, coming up on a dozen town halls all over the state right now, plus a bunch more informal meet and greets at breweries and other places. He's raised more than $2 million, according to his campaign, and that's impressive for someone who really had no real name recognition before entering the race. Yeah, I've spoken to him a few times after town halls, and what he says is, like Plattner and Kleben, he's going to stay in the race regardless of what Mills does.
And that was Maine Public's chief political correspondent Steve Missler and State House correspondent Kevin Miller. Thanks for joining us for Maine's Political Pulse. You can also read the Pulse newsletter. Find it online at mainepublic.org/pulse. Our music is by Rob Holt. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again soon on Maine's Political Pulse.